Welcome back to the Magic Missile Podcast. I am your relief dungeon master, Mike. Just to kind of recap who we are and what we play, I'll go through and introduce you guys, and then if you guys just want to like say, hey, this is my character, and maybe what class they are. So we have our mastermind behind the podcast, Tyler, playing...
I'm Zav. I play a Asimar sorcerer and a light blue skin with silver hair and often topaz eyes. Zav's gone through quite a bit recently, losing a partner, being ostracized in the group, and then nearly almost dying in the last session.
Yeah.
So it's had a rough time.
Been a rough day. Next, we have wild card Stevie playing.
Hi, I play Aspion. I don't know why Mike's referring to me as a wild card. I'm pretty straight laced. I stick to the rule book.
Murderer.
And I don't make reckless decisions at all in this campaign or any others. Aspion is a sorcerer who's the only sorcerer I've ever really played, and I'm not good at it yet.
Our favorite nine-fingered buddy, Josh, playing.
Yo, that is me. I'm Josh, and I am playing Gaius. He's an elven fighter who's a archer, like a lot of elves are, a high elf. And yeah, I caught a sword to the face a couple episodes back, and now I have a scar on my face. I'm like, and then, you know, the thumb went with it. So that's what's going on in Gaius's life right now. He's pretty thumbless at the moment.
Yeah. He needs no introduction, but here it is. Tom, the man, introduce your character.
Hey, I'm Tom. Play Delavaris, a paladin, goes by Del. He's had a very interesting time in this campaign so far, having a lot of his sort of core beliefs being, you know, challenged about a, you know, sort of black and white world as he saw it. And now he's seeing a lot of gray. He has had to make sacrifices that he probably never thought that he would have had to make. And is now sort of questioning his fundamental sort of paladin beliefs.
All right. And Maddie.
I am Vicanus. I play a deep gnome wizard. This is my third character because this group loves to kill me off every single time. So I'm hanging with some new folks who I enjoy. And if this team kills me off, well, they're going to have to go through the zombie horde.
I'm chilling with my new friends, the dead. They treat me better than you assholes.
We'll see if this
I realized I didn't give Maddie an introduction, so my bad, dude. but he's a cool guy, too. He's great. We love this guy. Got all the zombies. So jumping right into our recap, it was talked about already, but our team failed to stop the massacre at the Festival of the Blazing Sun. They watched as the town that they tried to save, Valaki, burnt to the ground. While the previously discriminated Vistani actually took over the city, living within the walls following Strahd's attack, they watched their friends be taken, buried a dear but complicated comrade, and made a new acquaintance in Rictavo. Turmoil within the group briefly split up our team, but they found their way back together, and a new member named Vict joined them. The group scaled Mount Baratok and passed through the eye of an endless storm with the help of Gaius as the MVP, excuse me. He basically quicksilvered the team through the lightning storm that they were all stuck in. They met the legendary, Mad Mage, and were actually trapped inside of his mind. They learned of his previous battle with Strahd and how he lost his mind. The players defeated his fractured mind and freed him from kind of this mental prison that he was in. Though he's not quite 100%, the team escaped with the wizard. They found out his name was Mordekainen, and they traveled with him down the mountain. He turned into a large stag and pulled them down in a sleigh. So that's kind of exactly where we're picking up. We pick up with our party. I want you guys to have a long rest, so you guys are going to feel the effects of a long rest as you were coming down this mountain. You come to a clearing, and Mord shifts back into human form. The snow started clearing up probably about 15 minutes or so back. But it can still be seen in small banks here and there. The air is cold and sharp, and the sky is like this pure, like, black color. It's not raining nor snowing at this time, and it's very late at night. You hear crickets and sounds of other small creatures, you know, scurrying around in the night.
When you say the night is like a pure black color, you mean like nighttime?
I do mean like nighttime, but not in the sense that like there are no stars, there are no moon in this case. It is. There's so much cloud coverage up there that it literally just looks pure black. You're in a situation where there is not a ton of light coming from around you, except for whatever's coming off of you guys, and that is really all you can see. So any sort of torch or anything that was made, maybe, or drift globes that you would have up, but not a ton of light coming off from around you.
Did we level up last time?
You did not. I double checked the numbers. I ran the math, and you actually went down a level. Mord will ask, did you have enough time to rest?
I believe so. Are we safe to set up camp and at least wait till morning?
Probably not. I've brought us to Yester Hill. It's imperative that we vanquish the evil from this place. We must tread lightly, though. Strahd comes here frequently.
What business does Strahd have here?
He has worshippers that are here, and I believe there's more.
How do you plan on us vanquishing the evil from this land?
You guys are at the bottom of a clearing, and I would say maybe about, I don't know, maybe about 300 yards in front of you, you guys see a large hill, not nearly as tall as Mount Baratok where you guys just came from, but a large hill. You can see some sort of small structure on top of it, or I guess it looks small to you guys. You can tell it's big, but it's far in the distance.
I mean, I'm a little wary about going across such a large clearing, especially if you say there are worshippers here. But I realize every step we take forward from this point, we're not safe, but is there a more subtle approach we can take to reaching the other side of this clearing?
And I need the magicians here to make us invisible.
I don't think I can.
Nope.
You know what? Let me pull up Mord's character sheet. I should probably always have that open. Sorry. That's a good question. I don't know what he can do. Let's find out. Mord just shakes his head no.
What evil is here that needs to be defeated?
He points up to the top of this hill, again, where you kind of saw that structure, and he goes, "Watch." And it's quiet. Probably 30 seconds passes, and you see nothing. And then all of a sudden, you see lightning strike atop the hill. He says, "I believe they're beginning the ritual."
Cool. Well, then let's get up there.
I mean, Strahd's followers? Is it like a cult?
Yes, very much so.
What ritual?
He just shrugs. Yeah, he just shrugs. He doesn't know either.
Probably. Probably matters.
I don't know, I mean, that it does, Del.
What are they
if
trying to
do? If these worshippers of Strahd are performing a ritual of some kind, there can only mean bad news. I don't want to wait around until we find out what further evils we have to deal with to get ourselves out of this place. There isn't a good answer to what ritual is it.
Well, I would assume Mord would know it. He's the one who brought us here, if anyone.
You've spoken to Eva, correct? Speaking of Madam Eva.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you know we must cleanse the lands. This isn't really something that you guys have heard about. It's not something that Eva brought up to you. So I imagine that you guys are a little puzzled by this.
I don't remember her saying anything like that.
Yeah, you mean like metaphorically cleanse the lands?
No, I mean like literally cleanse the lands.
I cast prestidigitation on the ground.
Mord grabs your shoulder and just kind of squeezes lightly like it's a fun, playful thing. And he goes, my task given to me by Eva was to cleanse the lands. I failed to do so. Instead, I thought I could take Strahd.
So we need to cleanse the ritual.
Stop the ritual, defeat the worshippers.
And that'll cleanse the land or a part of it?
No. There's something up there on the top of that hill. I don't know what it is yet, but I know it lives there.
Something evil.
Yes.
Kill it and then we kill the land or cleanse the land.
Maybe.
Well, let's go find out.
I nod and start to follow Vic.
Yeah, my zombies and I, we're going to start walking out that way.
And I move the prestidigitation. I'm just like constantly casting it on the ground as we go and leaving a nice perfect trail in the dirt, creating a new path from where we are up to the hill. And then I see that Vic still has some of the spit and mucus from when Mord sneezed on him, and I quickly cast prestidigitation on Vic.
How tall is the grass or whatever is in the clearing?
I'll say up to your shins, probably about shin height.
Okay. It's flat up until the hill?
I mean, it's a little bumpy, but nothing too crazy until you actually get to the hill where it's pretty much a straight shot up. But as you guys are walking towards the hill, you're not quite there yet. I'll have everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Del doesn't even know what country is it.
Del's really liking this prestidigitation, you know, thing. He's like, that's actually a pretty cool trick, dude.
Del's got a 4. Zav has a 13. Vic has a 17. Aspion, 11. Gaius, 9.
Vic, you notice one of your zombies or skeletons like crank their head and look, and it makes you look. You're the only one who sees a perfect silhouette of a burly man standing as if he was a tree, just incredibly still.
Where?
I mean, he's probably 6 feet from you.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to stop and go, hello there.
No, he surprised the hell out of you. Six feet?
He's still standing there. I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to keep closing that. I'm not going to keep closing that gap.
The man blinks and moves slightly and says, you should not be here.
What the fuck? Where did this guy come from?
That's the reaction.
Language, Del. What the fuck? What are you doing here?
This is the land of the wild people. You should leave.
Gaius is like visibly laughing at like that inner exchange that took place. Like, are you one of these wild people?
Yes.
Hey, what do you mean wild people?
The wild people live here in this part of the forest.
Do you follow Strahd?
No. But we also don't approach the hill. You should turn back.
What's up on the hill?
People who go up the hill don't come back. That's all we know.
Don't worry about me.
Listen, wild man, we've got business up the hill. If there's nothing you can do to help us, we'll just be on our way.
What's your name?
He just shakes his head no.
Come on, man. What is your name?
He shakes his head no with a very serious face.
Can I do like
I really don't have the patience, but
no. Where should we head if we shouldn't be heading up the hill? It seems like that's the only place that there's any sort of shelter. It's the only place around here. Where would you suggest if we can't be here in the forest with the wild people and we can't be up on the hill where there's some form of structure?
He turns his head and you follow his eyes. And as he says that, you see three more lightning bolts strike up on that hill. And he goes, no shelter.
Oh, well, we can at least make shelter. I mean, I look around. There's plenty of branches and stuff here. I think we can probably fashion something together. What do you think, Del? You think you can carry some of this stuff and we go up on the hill and make a nice cozy shelter for the night and read each other some bedtime stories?
If you go up the hill, you won't make it through the night.
That's our problem, not yours, then.
Then where are we supposed to go?
He just doesn't say anything.
Do you want do you want the people on the hill gone?
Not possible.
But if it were?
Not possible.
Well, this has been super
unlikely. Wow.
I was about to say, so Vic's furious at this guy and just goes past him.
I love your whole vibe. This has been great. I really enjoy what you're doing here. I'm going to head out. You do you, my friend.
And he's going to just Homer Simpson back into the bush.
Finally. I bet toddlers less frustrating than that guy.
Thought he would never leave.
Go. What?
I met toddlers less frustrating than you.
I've already started walking towards the hill pass where this is.
He'll turn and follow.
Even amongst all the weird things that we have seen, that was one of our more unusual encounters.
It was like the least helpful, too.
Yeah.
Like the guy at the very beginning, hey, you want to buy a pie?
Very strongly neutral.
No. That guy had a strong connection to the story. Don't even joke about that dude. All right. Cool.
That was an old lady. That wasn't a dude.
Yeah, that's why I said old lady. You misheard. You got to listen, dude. Come on.
Apparently there are wild people around us. Fantastic.
The trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass, cairns of black rock. Dark and ominous clouds gather above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop again and again. West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog. So you guys head straight up the middle. It takes you a minute. This is not an easy thing to scale. You see those spikes around. Those are small barricades that are in your way. You know, more likely than not, you guys can get through it, though. There's nobody manning that barricade, so Del can either smash his way through. Guys can do a backflip, you know, whatever. But you guys do kind of get through that area. As you get up towards the top here, and you're really not right there. I know I pinged there, but you guys aren't right there. You guys would probably be down here. And now you've got a really good, clear vision of what this looks like. What you're seeing is a wide ring of black boulders and smaller rocks that kind of make like a little makeshift wall around it. But those boulders are 250 feet high. They're huge. So there's just this wall of boulders. Now, you guys can't see all the way through. I know on this map it looks like, you could see from one end to the other end. You guys can't see all the way through. There's quite a bit going on in there. But kind of a similar situation to being on Mount Baratok, you guys continuously, see lightning strike. You guys wouldn't be able to see it from where you are, but you guys tell me what you do as you kind of approach up to these rocks. I'll say that you guys are now, you know, within, we'll say 50 feet.
I look at the height of the rocks. I could kind of make out that it's a circular formation. This kind of reminds me of something back home. There's a similar stone structure called Henge Stone, where I'm from. no one knows really how it got there.
Mort goes, I know how it got there.
How?
For another time.
What is with these people today?
Does it have a meaning behind it?
Mordecai, do you know who these wild people are? Have you heard of them?
Yeah, they live in the woods.
Oh, that's helpful.
Super helpful answer.
I mean, what do you want me to say? You want me to say that I've been friends with them this whole time while I've been in a shelter up on a mountain for 20 years?
Well, have you?
Yeah, I would love you to say that. That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, I've met them before. They helped me march on the castle. A lot of them died. If they knew who I was, they probably wouldn't be a big fan. Does that help you out?
Yep. Yeah. That means we should probably avoid them. That's good context. Yeah. See, we're helping each other out. Communication's a big thing for us. Make sure we're on the same page. So the more open you are with us, the more we can.
So what are we doing?
Excuse me. Sir, as far as I can tell, poor communication led to some of this party losing their lives prior to me joining it.
Also led to the loss of some people very close to us. I look at Aspion.
Yeah.
And a dog one time.
Can we focus? Okay.
Yeah, let's refocus, guys.
Literally lightning crashing in front of you. You guys are standing in like a fortified, like walls of rocks around you, and you guys are arguing right now about communication skills.
Do we see any people?
It's difficult to see in. It's dark as fuck.
And I do a sort of... Is there any sort of check that I can do to look to see if I can, like, hear anybody coming out? I'm an elf, so I can see.
Go for it, man. Go ahead and, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Perception check. Toit.
Anybody else who wants to try to look in, please, same thing. Good perception, guys. Two guys rolled a 15. Aspion rolled a 15.
Dang. But mine's +3, which means I rolled a 12. and Stevie's is 15, but he's -1, which means he actually rolled a 16.
I'm still focused on Mord and still haven't really gotten the whole communication thing resolved yet.
Okay.
I am going to be casting Find Familiar as well.
Okay.
For any of your...
So with your perception checks, Gaius and Aspion, you guys are both looking in. You're staring intently as to see what you can see. And there's almost like this like maze-like path that you can kind of see in front of you. I mean, it's not the craziest thing you guys have ever seen. Like, it definitely looks like something you guys could get through. But you really get a good look as to kind of what's going on when you see lightning crash. And because you were staring so intensely, one of the things that you see illuminate is a large statue. Deep, like almost towards the middle left side of the area.
And the maze, is that made up? Like when you say there's a maze-like path, are the sides of it the tall boulders, or is the sides of it something different?
It's more so just like a small trench, maybe about 5 feet deep, that is kind of dug out for you guys.
Might as well be boulders then.
Yeah.
for you, yes.
Yeah, 5 feet. About.
I think we go check out that statue.
Can we walk on the sides of the trench if we wanted to?
You could do whatever you want. You tell me what you're doing.
Did you see?
You can scale 5 feet. Yeah, I mean, you could scale 5 feet. Just jump that. So
yeah,
I'm gonna turn to Aspion and say, "Did you see the carved path in the ground?"
I was more focused on the statue.
I can't see any people up ahead, but
I guess I'll mention as well for you two who were looking in. You see these like little black dots all over the upper part of the where the trench is. You guys would be kind of down where the path is. Up on the upper parts, there's like these like little like black spots here and there, kind of scattered about like little polka dots.
So I'd like to watch it for a few minutes and try and see if there's a pattern to the lightning.
Okay, the lightning strikes once about every minute. So tell me how many minutes you're waiting.
I'd say as long as people are still talking. And
I'm going to relay all the information that I just got in from the group. So,
okay.
Yeah, basically there's a maze up ahead, or looks like a maze, like a zigzagging path that's carved into the ground. It's maybe a person deep.
Gaius, you're pretty sneaky as far as any of us go. Do you think you could go ahead sneaking, see what's ahead?
I could. It's always an option. I can throw a telepathic shout back to you if anything goes wrong.
Best just to maybe come back to us if you see anybody and they're chasing you. We'll be, you know, yeah, give us a shout and then we'll be ready to hold them here.
All right, I guess I'll look for booby traps.
Okay. Vic, go ahead and roll me an investigation.
How wide is the trench?
How wide is the trench? Fantastic question. It gets wider and shorter in different parts, but maybe about 15 feet wide? 10 to 15 feet wide?
It's wide.
In certain parts, five. It kind of goes in and out. It's up and down, in and out kind of thing.
I rolled a 10.
Okay. You don't see a discernible pattern at this time. You know, you've waited a few minutes. You've seen like three lightning strikes. They are random. You know, as far as you can tell.
Okay. Cool.
So what was I gonna roll to like see if I can look to see if I can spot traps in front of me?
You could roll an investigation. I'm sorry. You could roll a perception check for that.
Perception again. Cool.
You look thoroughly. You sniff the ground, you lick a leaf, but you don't see any traps necessarily, anything that's mechanical or spring loaded, nothing like that. It seems like you guys, if you wanted, you could just really kind of walk on in.
Right. So I'm just wandering on up ahead and nothing's jumping out at me, nothing's happening.
I am taking cues from Mord. So wherever Mord goes, I'll be right alongside.
Cool. So guys, because you rolled such a great perception, between these lightning cracks, things like that, as you kind of wander in a little bit, you do start to hear some chanting. You start to hear some murmuring, things like that.
I'm going to look back at the, people, in the party that I can see my dark vision, and I'm gonna I'm gonna cast message to Del and then Zav, and then ask you to just like tell them all individually, look alive, further into this maze, I hear people, they're further up ahead.
I send a message back. Should we light up the place? Are we sneaking in, or are we...
No, it would do better to catch them by surprise.
How many?
You can only hear them. You can't see them from where you are. However, you do see a...
Sorry, that was a question for Gaius, but yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say... Mikey, am I able to hear like different pitches of voice that I'm able to make out, like any definitive number of like?
Yeah, you can hear. People? Yeah, you can hear like at least three, but you can't really tell how many more there are or anything like that at this time. Sure, but I would also say that, Gaius, now that you're in there, you're kind of beyond those rocks. You can see this large statue. It's huge and woven with twigs. It's packed with like black earth. This statue resembles a towering cloaked man with fangs. Of course, it is Strahd.
Message back to Del. At the very least three, but probably more. And there's a giant Strahd statue, so these are definitely the cultists.
Should we follow?
Yeah, if we're going to be in a fight with these people, we might as well catch them by surprise. Give us the advantage.
I tell the rest of the group what Gaius told me.
Cool. I'm just like sort of standing, I don't know how many paces away from you guys. Like, I'm like, what, 75 feet in front of you? I'm just like waving for you guys to.
You guys tell me what you're doing. Yep.
Come on in.
I'll sneak my way up to you guys.
Zav, you look like you're a little up on the bank there. Do you want to be up on the bank?
No, I'm up against the bank.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Again, you guys are live. You guys tell me what you're doing.
I feel like I'm willing to follow Gaius' lead.
I'm going to look back and message at Aspion and say, I guess, can I do another?
Yeah.
Can I do I know, I'm just thinking of like keeping things quiet rather than like, because I mean, it's not a spell for me. It's just a cantrip that I can do whenever. So I just figured I would use it as much as possible in order to not be heard. But yeah, it's like, is there another way I can do like, is there a way I can discern which direction of this fork in the road it sounds like the people are from?
It sounds like it's coming from over here. It's nearby where the statue is, the statue being right here. And now everybody can see this large statue over here. But it sounds like there's a small opening here, and that's where it's coming from.
I'm going to cast message to Mord. To say, sounds like the fork to our right is the one that the cultists are in. Do you think we should attack right away?
Mord's just like, are we going to stand here? Or are we going to do something?
What do you recommend we do? Do you think we should run through the rest of this place? Do you think they have something else? Is there some other land cleansing thing we need to do before we attack these people? Or do you just want to get straight to killing them?
He goes, this is the first time I've been up here. It's the first time you've been up here. Your guess is as good as mine.
I think with going that, straight to killing him is where I would go. And so I'm going to pull out an arrow and shove it in the bow. Really
magical about the statue?
It looks like it's just made of dirt and twigs. It doesn't look anything super special.
Twigs, you say?
Twigs, I say.
Yeah, and you can see it at this point too, Zav. It's pretty, okay. It's pretty damn big. So it's about as tall as the wall, maybe a little shorter, so maybe about 100 feet tall. Gotcha. It's a big boy.
Yeah, let's just go.
Vic's gonna move up to here with his bossy.
Okay,
I'm gonna move there. Kind of coming around, still in this trench, but getting closer enough to where I can kind of get a better image of.
Vic, you're the first that can see a druid. I'll say you can see two druids. You can see two druids at least kind of sitting there chanting Gaius and Aspion. You can see as well. Zav, you're kind of behind a hill. You can't see too much. Del, you're tall enough to see over. I'll say you can see about three of them, the two that the others can see, and then one over there. So you can see just a little over that hill, the head of somebody who's chanting.
I pretty much tell my homeboys, I'm like, hey, time to earn your keep. Let's go, boys. With that, my zombies are running in, and I'm going to be right behind.
Oh, I was going to say, can I sneak into a position where I can like get advantage on one of them before I, because I want to shoot the first shot. Is there a way I can like get advantage because they don't see me yet?
I didn't say they didn't see you.
Oh,
you didn't say they did see us either.
Yeah, that's fair. But I also didn't say they didn't see you. You're assuming you have advantage and surprise. You guys have been deliberating for like 20 minutes outside of their fort. Like,
well, okay, but do they see us?
I that's for you guys to find out, I guess. Matt, I put two on here. I don't know how many zombies you have.
Well, I mean, are they looking at us?
Nope.
Okay, so they're not looking at us. All right.
They're not looking at you.
Guys is going to take aim at one of them then. And do I have advantage on him?
No. Why would you get advantage?
Because he doesn't. I'm asking if he doesn't see me, which I don't know if he does or doesn't. But if he doesn't, he's just standing there. Then I would assume
you're not going to get advantage on this one.
Damn. All right. And then if it doesn't feel like a really good shot, probably not going to.
All right. Risk I guess shot. If the skeletons are rushing in, Dell's just going to stay in the middle of them.
He's gonna run
with them. Or zombies or skeletons. But yeah, I mean, it, while we're running in, Gaius, I would recommend shooting.
Yeah, I'll shoot one that's the closest to us, I guess.
All right.
I will take a shot. Yep. Do we need to roll initiative or anything?
I'll let you do your shot. You're doing that out of initiative order. You're going to kind of start us all off. Cool. And then everybody can roll as necessary. You guys can start rolling now if you want.
Cool. Does an 18 hit this dude?
This one. Yep. Okay, perfect. Yep, that's going to hit. And then who's feeling lucky? Who's your lucky person of the day? Who wants to roll some dice for us?
I'll do it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, sweet.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a D4, a D10, and a D4. I guess 2D4 and a D10. Sorry, I said that weird.
So Mike, I rolled 2 1s and a 10.
Great. Vic, you are up. What are we doing here?
All right. So zombies are going to be kind of surprised, but I can do that. There we go. Going to be attacking that one, and I'm hoping that
That one does have some space on you, so it would take, quite a bit of movement for him to kind of get up there.
There we go. Cool. The 60-20s for six zombies is going to be, if it's a 14, then four of them hit. If it's above a 14, two of them hit.
Two of them are going to hit.
All right. Nine for one hit, and then...
And then that was, so 7 and 9. That druid has dropped to one knee, but is still chanting, kind of huffing and puffing. The druids still have not turned around and made like eye contact or anything like that with you guys.
Yeah, no worries. So both my archers are going to miss with 7 and I think it was a 5.
Okay.
And then after that, I will do a poisonous, or actually Toll of the Dead on her from my side. There we go. DC 16, and it would take 9 necrotic.
Okay. I did not fail. So that one druid is down. You're a druid down here.
Cool. And then Vic's gonna back up just one, and then zombies are gonna be right there. And then we shall end my turn.
All right, Aspion, you're up.
Speaking of fireball.
Oh yeah?
I'm going to cast fireball. And I'm gonna cast it on this spot.
All right.
It's like whatever spot just gives you the largest number of bodies in it.
Yes. I apologize, Zav. You're kind of in the way, but...
All right. The good news is you're hitting a lot of things.
So,
yeah,
basically all these guys.
We'll hit him. You're going to hit at least some of the zombies.
All of my zombies, though, dude.
Blight Twigs, you're going to get Zav, and you're going to get the Mad Mage. But, yep, let's roll it out, man.
Well, can't he just cast it a little bit further back?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I mean, he could, but he didn't decide to do that. No,
he wanted to cast it to where he hits Zav Mage again.
Isn't this like still the process where he's like eyeing up the shot?
I don't think I'd hit the Mad Mage.
You will. He literally just pulled it. Yeah.
Because like, here's the thing, Steve, the real life character, is still reading what feet are being measured, which is something
he's also doing this in 6 seconds and
he's saying I'm going to put it there. I'm gonna say he's gonna put it there, like,
but I'm saying that he's measuring the player is measuring something that the character would already know in theory,
but then he shouldn't have said putting it there. Right. I mean,
yeah, I feel like he's he would have more information than this by the time he made this decision, because he's a person that does fireball relatively often. Just do
it. Yeah, we're doing it.
Dexterity save.
All right, I'm start rolling.
All right,
I'm rolling. That's going to be all the druids. Dex save.
Oh, dex save.
Dex save.
13. Oh, yeah, that's the right thing. I'm taking 27 damage. I am down to 10.
I was like, he's down? Damn.
All right. So how many saved? I had
two,
three save, right?
Okay. So I'm down to 9.
That was a good hit, though. I mean, like, I get that, like, it might not have been where you wanted it, but, dude, that's a good hit. I will say that. And then I'm rolling for Mad Mage.
So half damage would be 15.
Right. They had very low health. I mean, some of these guys are a piece of cake to.
If I did 27 damage.
Plus 3 of the elemental.
Plus 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And Mad Mage saves. Aspion, anything else we're doing on your turn here?
I would like to apologize.
Spend two sorcery points and blow up the rest of the people. I don't know if you have that ability, but like
that's beyond. I would also say as well. There's a large tree here, and then the statue back here. And while there's some burnt grass and things that you know maybe ignited in a small way, neither of those things seem to take any damage from what you did. They're almost covered in this like tar like goo, and they didn't feel the effects of any of that. Like that tree is not singed in any way. It basically hit the tree and just exploded off of it.
Guys, watch out for that weird tar goo. The fire didn't do shit. And Mr. Mad Mage, I did not think you were going to be in the sphere. I'm sorry.
He kind of dirts off his the fire and the singe, and he's like, yeah, okay.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Zav, you're up.
Zav is going to look over at Aspion. Pained look in his eye. After the last conversation that Zav and Aspion had about apologizing for killing Jeremy, this is the very next thing that happens. Zav is going to use Radiant Soul, and you see Zav's eyes full of tears gloss over in a transparent topaz glow, and his wings fly out. And he takes off into the air, 30 feet up and straight up into the air. He is going to use his circlet of blasting to cast Scorching Ray.
And oh my god. Can you guys see that roll I just did?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one.
All right, Zav, I got some bad news for you, man. I'm glad that everybody saw that roll, because I was like, oh, dude, if that's a GM roll, I'm going to have to...
I mean, I'm actually pretty sure I didn't see it.
I got some bad news for you. Let me roll it out here. So go ahead and give me a deck save. You're beating a 13. Oh no.
No, I'm not. I got a 6.
You are taking 47 damage.
What happened to him?
Zav is nearly insta-killed.
A lightning bolt came down and Bucket destroyed him. Like he went to go fly up and do some cool shit and just bad luck. That lightning that's striking randomly.
I'm going to use Tides of Chaos to re-roll that saving throw.
Please do, yeah.
Actually, it doesn't matter. I'm still down.
Okay.
Even half that damage. I
was going to say, it would just be half, but yeah.
Yeah, so you see Zav fly straight up, tears just running down his face, his body just completely burnt and charred from being right next to where this fireball went off from his what he thought was an ally, and he flies up to try and get some distance from everything, and just immediately drops and is slammed down onto the ground, which I believe would probably cause damage falling from some.
We'll give you fall damage because we're going to give it more flavor. Because I'll say you got about 15 feet up, and then the singeing from the fire is what made you unable to dodge that lightning. And then because of that, that's what happened. So I won't give you fall damage because, again, that's more flavor than anything else. But then you just came shooting down like a rocket. So Aspion, after you just lit your friend up, you just watched him like basically turn into a meteor into the fucking ground.
Zav.
So that'll be Zav's turn.
how you doing there, buddy?
I'm really sorry, man. I'm glad that 10 was seen, though. Or that one, I should say.
I am 2 points away from being insta-dead. So Jesus, I'm still in saving throws. That nearly... Zav was nearly just done right there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So that would have been tragic, but that would have been low-key kind of funny if Zav was just like, hold on, I've got this. Oh, it just explodes with lightning, and it's like, oh my god, what happened? I mean,
it was devastating. There is like a smell of char flesh right now. Like, it was bad.
It would have been the send-off, because Zav doesn't have anything left right now. He lost his partner. He's already almost died once in the Mad Mage's dream. He doesn't really have much hope. And then he was just attacked by his friend who convinced him to keep going.
Let's not phrase it as if he was attacked by his friend.
I'm just imagining like Zaf, like his eyes just start glowing and then lightning just like shoots into his body and then his body just starts glowing like anime style, like the streaks of light. And
it is almost cartoonish how it happened.
Yeah. We're just like, was he upset?
Oh, that's like some Wile E. Coyote shit.
Yeah, it was not good. So moving on, Del, we had a Vine Blight run up to you. It hit you with Constrict. I imagine it hit for a 20. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's going to
hit. Okay. So you're going to take 10 bludgeoning damage. If you want to go ahead and roll a grapple check, a strength check in this case.
All right, it's 10 bludgeoning, so I take 7 due to my feet. Okay. And I get it's an escape, or it's a strength?
Just a strength, yeah, a grapple, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're going to save, so you're not going to be grappled. This fool's going to run up Gaius. He's going to strike down on you, and he's hitting for a 13. Is that going to hit you? Okay. So the first druid is going to drop a fireball on Gaius. That's going to hit everybody in the party except for the mad mage.
Everybody gets plus twos.
Everybody gets plus twos. It's a DC 12. It's not the worst thing to get out of. 27 damage if you don't. Vic saved once. Vic saved himself. Are all the zombies gone?
Yep.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yep.
Man. They're soft targets, man. I don't know what to say. Okay, so Vic saved himself. You're going to take half damage, Vic. Del, you're going to take half damage. Aspion, your full damage.
I get the plus two, though.
And divided by two.
Oh, yeah, then you're saved. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're saved. You're saved. This last druid back here is going to just continue to chant. That's going to be his turn, is continue to chant the ritual. These berserkers, go ahead.
Right. I wanted to use Stone's Endurance. It'll just reduce the damage I took on that last one. I just wanted to let you know I was planning on using that.
Thank you. Yep. Sounds good.
So you reduced it by 11?
Yeah.
Yep. He looks like he reduced by 11. The Mad Mage is going to get run up on. He's going to take some hits from these fools. Looks like one's going to hit. You know, he's taking a lot of punishment at this point. I'm going to have him cast shield. He'll be fine. And then it won't hit. So he'll skirt any damage this round. Yep, he used shield. Go down there. Cool. Let me make sure I do the other guys here. So, Del, he'll attack with advantage on you with his great axe. That's a 22 to hit.
I'll do it.
So this guy, same thing. He's going to come down on you. Doesn't have advantage, though. Cool. Well, the Mad Mage is up. He's going to use a lightning bolt. And you know what? He might as well upcast that. Do a level 4. And he's going to hit two berserkers and a blight. They need a, what's the save? 17 to save. A fail. And then two berserkers are going to make fail. So we're going to say this homie, which was already taking a good chunk of damage, is gone. The blight vine is gone. And then this dude's looking mighty hurt.
The guy who's to my north?
Yep. Homeboy.
Oh, no. To my south. Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of surrounded. So I'll use the dodge action, give disadvantage on everybody and through my next turn who attacks me. And just sort of, Del just sort of sets himself up for whatever. And he yells at Aspion and the Mad Mage, drop a fireball here.
I think Aspion can like measure a way to get these people in this fireball without getting any of his teammates, being that he'd probably be a little bit more careful the next time around.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Well, okay. Yeah,
we love you, Steve. We love you.
more of Del's thing is just like it doesn't really. He's like, I'll survive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These guys won't.
Will you survive, Del?
Yeah, I'm good. Actually, I'm at like 30 plus health still.
Okay. Gaius, you're up.
Am I in a position where I can shoot either one of these people without disadvantage or anything?
No, you would have a disadvantage.
Try to get up here anyway.
Okay. Let me swing on you here. 20 to hit, 4 slashing damage, and... okay, a 24 to hit. So, okay, before you go all the way up there, I guess, a 24 to hit, you're going to take 9 plus 4 bludgeoning damage, and you have to make but the grapple, you're already grappled.
Real quick, Mike, I was going to impose disadvantage using my protection on the blight.
Okay, guy. So with disadvantage, a 16, does that hit you guys?
Nope.
Okay.
But the 20 still hits.
Okay, and so that'll be 4 damage there for you.
Plus I'm grappled or something?
No.
No. If you're not getting hit, you're not going to be grappled.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'll take the 4, I guess. And then, who do I really hate up here? This guy right here. This one. Okay. I'm going to take a shot at him.
Shoot him. Shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll that damage. You using sharpshooter?
I sure am.
Yep.
I feel attacked.
Funny enough, I did too.
Does the 23 hit?
23 hits, yes.
Cool. So he takes 15 from that, and then I'm going to use Enfeebling Arrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll 2d6s, and then he'll take that much necrotic damage, and then he needs to pass a DC Constitution saving throw, DC 12.
Okay, he rolls a 13. Go ahead and roll that damage, though. Does he take half damage from that in that case?
No, he just takes the necrotic damage no matter what. But if he had failed, then he would do half physical damage. All right, and then second shot, I'm going to take another shot at him. Does a 10 hit?
Not going to hit.
Dang.
Okay, so just the 15 plus the 2, so 17?
Yeah, I'm going to use Action Surge, and I'm going to shoot him again.
Okay, go ahead.
19, does 19 hit?
19 hits.
So 18 plus another Enfeebus one. Yeah, so what did I hit him with the last one?
18. Yeah, there's no real way to do it on monsters, so yeah, it's just the Constitution modifier is what it is.
He's going to take flick damage, so 18.
That's 22 overall?
22 plus the 17.
I already added that in.
And then I'll take my second attack of the attack action. So does a 21 hit?
21 hits.
21 more damage.
He's not looking super happy.
Cool. Okay, so I did 59 damage to him.
Yep. He's feeling it.
That's my turn.
Okay.
That's a good turn.
It's a good turn. That's a lot of damage, man. Vic, you're up.
I still have the 2 skeletons next to me, yes? Dead, obviously.
Yeah, you have 2 dead skeletons next to you, I'd say.
I mean, you have a lot of dead things around you if you want to get technical.
Yeah, you do. Quite a few. I would say anything but the trees you could resummon if you wanted.
That's pretty much what I'm looking at right now.
He's not officially dead yet, so you can't summon him.
Okay, then in that case, I am going to cast Animate Dead. I'm going to bring up my 2 skellies again.
Yeah.
Right here.
Got him.
And then I'm going to need the DM's help of who looks the most hurt.
Zav.
On the opposite side of the team, because you know that's how I play. I actually shoot the enemies.
right here in front of you is the most hurt dude. He just got fucked the hell up by Gaius. So there's not a whole lot going on there for him.
Okay, cool. So my skeletons are gonna attack them, which we'll do that one first.
Hell yeah.
Roll 2d20.
Okay, they're easy to hit for the most part. Like
yeah. 16 and a 6. So I'm
the 16 will hit. 6 won't. Yeah. They're easy to hit, but they're not that easy.
I'm gonna toll of the dead on him. Oh, actually, no, I'm not. And then I'm going to move to there.
Oh, you are gonna take an attack of opportunity.
No, I will not. He already attacked an opportunity on guys.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah.
My man. Look at you.
We're moving now.
Hey, are you up on the ledge?
I am doing what he does, and I am trying to hug the wall as much as possible.
Hugging the wall. My man. Okay. Yep. Nope. You're good. Anything else you're doing, Vic?
So on this one, I guess kind of what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to hold on this side of the wall too, so just in case a fireball does come around, I'm not getting hit by it.
put you there, and I'll say from Aspion, you have half cover.
Okay.
I like that I have to say from Aspion, but yes, you have half cover. Yeah. I'll say from the Druid, it's over here, too.
And I'm going to holler at Aspion, please don't shoot a fireball up here.
Aspion, you're up.
Shoot a fireball directly at Vic.
Hell yeah.
No.
Lied. He doesn't even have half cover, dude. You're going to fuck him up.
You probably can get everyone here, right? Like, everyone in this little circle that isn't you and me. Like, Dell would probably take it, but you could probably get everyone else.
Yeah, I don't want to hit Dell. I'm...
No. Dell literally yelled to do that. Dell
literally said, shoot a fireball at me.
Like,
and this is already shit on me. Opportunity. You've seen Vic get away from him, so do what you want with that information.
Okay, let's do that.
I want it. I have the dodge action. I get advantage on this. So.
Come on, kill me. Do it now.
All right.
29, 26 plus 3 fire.
Ooh. All right.
I have advantage.
So this dude's going to die for sure. So let me just take him out.
That's what you get, you son of a bitch.
He comes back and slaps you. So one's going to save. The other's going to save.
Still going to touch it. It's not as hard.
Just not as hard.
The druid's going to save, and the other druid's going to save. So they all saved. They all dabbed on you a little bit there. How much damage are we all taking? 29?
14.
29,
so
14.
14.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to cast a sorcery point and cast Empowered Spell.
Cast it.
And I'm going to re-roll the three ones that I rolled in my damage roll.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it can be adding 6 to the total.
Yep. Okay.
So 35.
Woo. And halved. So 17 is what they'll take.
Still.
Ooh. Yeah, I was like, wait, how empowered are we making this spell?
Boy, would that be a way to go.
Empower the spell, I'm gonna cook you guys. I'm gonna actually roast you like
a turkey. One of the druids is dead, but the one still calling the ritual is still alive.
And then that's the end of my turn.
And that's the end of your turn.
And then I'm gonna look at Zav and weep. Just,
he doesn't see you because he's fucking dying.
I know. It's like naughty rivers like down my face.
And you know it was your fault, you fucking murderer. So by the way, when we're talking about who killed the dog and then we've watched Steve actions, you know, over the series of this game.
The killing blow was the lightning that you brought down.
God, dude.
So that's a 3. That is death save fail number 2.
Okay, so it's going to be Mad Mage's turn. He is going to stop the druid. He's gonna stop the druid. It's his only play right now. He knows he needs to stop the ritual. He's going to cast Magic Missile. He'll do it at second level to finish him off. And is it 12 damage, or do I keep casting it? How does that work?
Oh, let's look. How many? It's 3 d4s.
Oh, yeah, they roll. That 12 is his total damage.
That's his total? Okay. Either way, this Drew is going to get deleted. I mean, I rolled with enough safety that I knew he would get deleted. And then he is going to... he's going to bonus action and get the fuck out of dodge and actually come over to where his body is. And then...
Can you take an attack of opportunity from the barbarian?
Not with Misty Step. I'll just give him an 8. Sorry, it's the barbarian's turn. And he is going to strike down on Zav. So Zav, I'm going to have you join me in a secret chat.
Yeah, but Vic is like alive. He's like...
Yeah, Zav poses no threat.
Yeah.
What would you know about that, Espeon?
It's called a double tap.
Espeon is an expert on the double tap. Fully aware of how the double tap works.
You just quadruple tap.
I only performed the first tap. This one.
Espeon.
Steve has committed more damage against teammates than everyone else combined.
You want to know the really fucked up part? I'm more pissed off that I lost my zombies than Zab dying. I'm like, that's God damn it.
It's incompetence. It's not malice, I promise.
We know, Steve. We know. You're good, buddy. You're good.
So as this berserker's axe is coming down, literally everybody's head's turning. The mad mage is you know peering up over you know a corridor. Vic, you're looking around. Aspion, you're weeping in tears. This is it. Your friend, who you said you would not betray, is about to lights are out here. The axe starts to come down. And the wings on his back were starting to flicker and they were starting to go out, and that was about to be it. And you see them in that like split second get stronger and stronger, and this light emanates from it, and all of the bad guys are wiped off of the board.
What?
Cool.
Zav is back up. He's taking a deep breath. He's still injured. He's still not in a great position, but he's breathing. He's alive.
What did I miss?